from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Castries accuses Cable and Wireless of trying to isolate it from the rest of the OECS. More opposition as CARICOM heads prepare to sign up to the Caribbean Supreme Court, and Jamaica coming to terms with those weddings in the nude. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. St. Lucia's Prime Minister Dr. Kenny Anthony has accused Cable and Wireless of trying to disengage the island from the rest of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States. The comments came as Dr. Anthony was heading to Barbados for the 12th CARICOM intersessional meeting. High on his agenda will be that telecoms company's announced plans to pack up and leave St. Lucia when its license expires next month. From Castries, here's Pete Ninval.
It was St. Lucia that fashioned the regional approach to negotiations with Cable and Wireless, resulting in five OECS countries adopting a joint stand in talks with the British monopoly. Prime Minister Anthony says the company has attempted to remove St. Lucia from the regional negotiations and has repeatedly asked him to intervene, but he has refused. Dr. Anthony says the sovereignty of the OECS matters, and more than that, if the countries were to engage Cable and Wireless individually, they would be hurt.
The simple reason is that Cable and Wireless is a huge multinational, a huge conglomerate, with a lot of assets and resources